Hallelujah. I mean, the older you get in Christ, I mean, can anyone offend you? No. Can anyone hurt you? No. Can anyone rub you the wrong way? No. Wow. How did it take? All my life. He'd been writing page after page after page after page. You wouldn't believe. You think that encyclopedia had a lot of volumes. You should see the volumes he's been writing in me since I got a soft heart. And he said, I can work with this thing and I'm going to start writing love you. I got sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter because it's the love of God. Not, well, you know, you've really become a nice kind of guy. That is so carnal and ungodly. There's no glory for God in that. But if you can say, I've seen the Spirit of God take you through things that would harden most folks. I've seen the Spirit of God taking you things that make people bitter and mean. I've seen the Spirit of God take you through things that break their hearts. I've seen the Spirit of God take you through things that they'd quit. And every time you've been through these things, I've watched you say, well, this will do it to him. No, no, that'll knock her out. You've just risen up sweeter. You've risen up more genuine. You've risen up with more love in you. I mean, what is it with you? That's the testimony of salvation. That is the glory of God.
It is. Amen.
That is the perfection that exists between the Holy Ghost, the Father, and the Lord Jesus. And that, my friends, when we live it in our churches, is the unity of the Trinity of the Godhead at work in our congregation. Let your glory shine here. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a new heart, a soft heart, a replacement. Couldn't live with the other one. Needed a new one, Lord Jesus. Then you've become softer and softer and sweeter and sweeter, and you know it. And by the way, the rest of us do too. Let's bow our heads, shall we? Holy Spirit, I want to thank you for the fact that you found me when I didn't have a clue about love. I was out there somewhere, and all I could relate to was meanness and ugliness and perversion. I didn't believe in love unless I could take it. And you saved me and replaced my heart. Lord, that was in 1965. And I've wrestled with many things since then. And you brought me through them all, and love won every time. And Lord, I'm a marvel to myself. I'm a miracle of grace. There's glory in my life. There's perfection in my life. There's a unity with my brethren because of it. And I want to just say, I can't touch the glory or the credit or the perfection of the unity and say, but the Holy Ghost did it in me. And I agreed with him and embraced it. And I live by love today. I thank you for these years. And I pray for my darling people. We're all at different places, coming from different places. But Lord, here we are in one church. And my prayer is, let your glory rest here. Let your glory come down and touch every one of us. Let the love of God fill our lives and soften and sweeten and, oh, perfect God in us. Let your love hold us together. Let it shine. For we who are saved know that there's no other kind of love that can compare. We have the greater love in us. You've charmed our souls. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Yea, Lord, we surrender to it again. And we say, ever write in my heart, Lord Jesus, by the power of your Holy Spirit, about the love that exists between you and the Father and him. And enlarge me to receive it. I want an enlarged heart, mighty God, that all might know in our fellowship that God is with them. We'll give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.